find that the world's richest billionaires have somehow or another doubled their wealth. Did you also know that the government declared Planned Parenthood, who is in fact responsible for aborting over 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day, were considered to be essential businesses? Liquor stores remained open as essential businesses, as were, yes, I'm not making this up, strip clubs. However, in contrast, the churches at the same time were also told to shut down. Can you imagine if the churches would have actually stood up in obedience to God during this particular time? It would have been stopped in its tracks immediately. Americans, where did the government derive the authority to attack its own constituents? In other words, them that refused to bend the knee to tyranny.
A major decision was made by a federal judge that will give Missourians statewide the freedom to make their own choice.
Just a few hours ago, a federal judge ruled that the policy which limited gatherings, ordered people to stay at home, and closed many businesses was unconstitutional.
Let me take you into the state capital of Minnesota for a moment, if you will, please. When going into the Supreme Court chambers and above the heads of the justices, you find a huge mural of Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, which is found in Exodus 20. When turning around and before exiting the chambers, you will find a quote by a man by the name of John Locke. Above the threshold of the door, where it states, "Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins." Now, I believe that them that serve we the people swear to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. And this is, of course, before serving we the people. I find that when perusing the Declaration of Independence that outside of the four references of God that gave us our rights, you know, the laws of nature and nature's God, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, understanding, of course, that our rights come from God, and them that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Friends, the Declaration of Independence was written by our forefathers who threw off tyrants that would not be ruled by God. And that is why they appealed to the supreme judge of the world, and that with a firm reliance upon the protection of divine providence. So with this knowledge now given, Tim Walz, the governor from the state of Minnesota, who, by the way, is from Nebraska, and his Attorney General Keith Ellison, who, by the way, is from Michigan, then mysteriously lands himself within that position without the support of the people and with the disapproval of the police in our great state. Where did they derive their authority from to shut down any business and to prosecute, namely, a grandma serving a cup of coffee in the city of Albert Lea, Minnesota?
We're getting a closer look this morning at the impact this pandemic has had on our state's restaurant industry.
This LA restaurant owner is going viral after breaking out in tears. She's been ordered shut down, even to outdoor dining, but not the movie shoot next door.
Tell me that this is dangerous, but right next to me as a slap in my face, this is safe 50 feet away.
In just 5 days, Chicago restaurants will be required to check that customers 5 and up are vaccinated.
Hundreds of local restaurants close that will never reopen.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible.
Governor Whitmer recently signed this morning an executive order temporarily shutting down bars and restaurants.
Small business owners are just devastated, and some of them had already been closed by some county measures.
But this month is the beginning of the end for the dining hotspot.
You see on social media every day another restaurant saying goodbye.
A pandemic hits, and then you're forced to close
Sons
your
of Liberty,
retail
we
shops.
Are in the trenches
COVID
doing
outbreak
what
putting
it takes
another
to protect
burden
our
on
liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have Lisa Hansen on with us, and should I say respectfully, Grandma Lisa Hansen, who Governor Tim Walz took upon himself, who, by the way, is the one that took upon himself to go ahead and jail her for up to 90 days for refusing his COVID orders. Now, hey, folks, we tried telling you this a couple years back as to what was going on during the whole COVID pandemic, and we also showed you the federal judges and the state judges that said what these governors are doing is completely illegal. Well, we're going to take it a step further, and we're also going to show you how God actually justifies and is justifying his servant in this particular situation right now, because Lisa Hansen, after being jailed for such a long time for refusing to shut down her business, actually stood up and said, no, we're not going to do that, and they remained open in the face of that after doing jail time. Going through a whole array of issues in her life through trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? She's now being exonerated. The Lord is justifying her by now giving her opportunities and getting national interviews concerning her experience with Tim Walz, due to the fact that he's now been named the VP, presidential pick for that of Kamala Harris. So it's interesting. It's been a long season, and I'm sure it's been a long season awaited for Lisa, but we're going to give her an opportunity to tell us exactly what is taking place in just a couple minutes here. And we're going to get to that absolutely. Folks, I got to say this. So this morning, I posted. I just had to post it because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Mr. J.D. Vance is now being reported by the mainstream media, how people are just melting down right now because J.D. Vance's new drag pitcher at Yale Law School has now come out. But isn't it interesting how they're all doing this in unison? This isn't just an isolated incident. I'm sorry. This is happening across the boards. I want you to see it again. This is J.D. Vance at Yale Law School. Someone can say that that's funny all that you want to, but isn't it interesting what Three's Company, what it led to, what Bosom Buddies led to? Isn't it interesting how it was funny when Mrs. Doubtfire came on the scene? And there was actually people that were the characters that were being characterized by the actors, for those that didn't know. But isn't it funny? That joke turned into a reality, didn't it? Well, that's how the enemy works. Notice snakes slither, right? They're very cunning, right? And that's exactly how they operate. But I posted this morning. I said, here's your J.D. Vance. Not only is he an investor into big pharmaceutical companies under the father of the vaccine, but also take note, Newsmax and Newsweek, I'm sorry, just took the time to highlight this to show you what they're trying to normalize, because in fact, that's exactly what they're trying to do. So after I posted that, interestingly enough, and I'm used to this, if you ever want to know why the apostles were killed. If you ever want to know why the prophets were killed, those that bore witness of Christ as witnesses of the resurrection were killed. If you want to know why they were killed, this is why. Because these knuckleheads out here don't have enough common sense or biblical understanding to actually call it for what it really is. And so what I did is everybody was trying to defend J.D. Vance. This is what they do. This is political idolatry. And so what I did is I just simply posted this. How many of you hypocrites try to justify what the Lord condemns sickens me to the core? It does. It absolutely sickens me to the core. So I had some genius say to me, Bradley, your constant hatred of people who disagree with you sickens me. Well, first of all, I'm not preaching my word. They're not disagreeing with me. They're disagreeing with the judge's word, the word that judges them. And they've equated God's love for hate, right? They think by making reference to God's law, somehow hating them. No, the law just merely what? Exposes the sin, Romans 3:20. You're the one that has the sin. I'm just putting a mirror up to you to show you that you're the one that's guilty of breaking God's law. See, in this guy here, he doesn't understand that we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? That's the first commandment. And the second is namely like unto it. And what is that? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So therefore, the law is the fulfilling of the love, not the removal of the law. Nope, the love fulfills the law, right? I obey the Lord because I love. Right, I don't obey the Lord because of the consequence, and people can't figure this much out. So what I did is I said, well, listen, Scripture tells us you shall not hate your brother. They have it completely backwards. The ones that think they know what they're talking about are carnal in mind. They're reprobate. They're abandoned to their sin. And so I had to take the word of God and say, Leviticus 19:17 tells us what? You shall not hate your brother. You're not to hate him in your heart. You're supposed to reprove your brother because you love him. And when you take that to the New Testament, which is a fulfilling of the old, we look at 2 Timothy 3:16, and what does it say? All scriptures given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for what? For reproof, for what? For correction, for what? For instructions in righteousness. That is not hate. People, that is love. And if you want to know why the homosexuals are taking on the same spirit that you are, it's because you've taught them how to take it on. You don't condemn the law or the lawgiver for him loving on you and telling you the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's your duty to repent, not the Lord's. Okay? And then what does it tell us in John 15:17-19? These things I command you, that you love one another, and the world hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. He's got it completely backwards. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20, and then I look at 3:19 of Revelation, and what does that say? As many as I love. It doesn't say as many as I hate. The Lord said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. Love corrects. Love reproves. Love chastises. That is not hate. That is love. When you chastise your kid for disobeying you, are you hating your child, or are you driving that foolishness far from their heart with the rod of love, the way it tells us in the book of Proverbs? See, this is the problem we're having in the country, friends. Too many profess to know the Lord, and yet they actually hate the Lord. They hate him so much they don't even take the time to know what his word has to say. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Lisa Hansen's up with us on the other side.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Hey, listen, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're up on the left side of both those pages. You can also check us out as to who we are and what it is that we have been doing over the last 25 years. That is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I got to get this out real quick, Lisa. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We understand that the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, period. Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States of America. Folks, without further ado, what I want to do is I want to go up and pull up our friend Lisa Hansen. Grandma Lisa Hansen, with all due respect. Nobody wants to feel like a grandma or grandpa, right? But the fact of the matter is, you know what? That's where we're all going, so we're there, some of us are. And with that, we've had Lisa on before, and Lisa's been a friend of mine for probably, I'm guessing, 5-6 years now. And in the process, folks, she's been trying to right the wrongs concerning the corruption. She's just not merely standing back complaining about what she's tolerating. She's not tolerating it. She's being a part of the problem by bringing the answers. And so with that, I wanted to pull her up again because she was the one that Tim Walz and Keith Ellison actually unconstitutionally, therefore illegally, went after to make an example out of her during the whole COVID pandemic. And so I wanted to pull her up. She called me last week and said she's getting offers from all over the country right now. I'm elated. I'm happy for her. And I also wanted to take the time to bring her up on the show over here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com as well to kind of share with us all as to what in fact took place and what is transpiring since her business was shut down, since she was thrown in jail. And I'm here to listen as much as anybody else is. So I'm going to go ahead and give it over to Lisa. Lisa, welcome to the show. I'm happy you're here. I really am.
Hey, thanks so much, Bradley. I really appreciate being on your show again. It means a lot. And your friendship over the years has meant a lot to Vern and I both. So thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, you too. I mean, you got right now, you've got a lot to tell us and you've got a lot to tell the country, because the country right now has its ears on concerning what it was concerning your experience with the said VP pick under Kamala Harris, Mr. Tim Walz. And boy, oh boy, I'm sure that lights your fire. So can we go ahead and rewind to the days that you got involved in politics and then the plandemic, and then just kind of take it from there?
Yeah, I think the plandemic came first, and then my involvement in running for senator, the seat for Minnesota state senator. You know, my eyes were closed, just like so many Americans. I didn't know what was going on, unlike you, and you'd been preaching and teaching this for a very long time. So basically, excuse me, what happened is back in 2020, you know, I was running my business just like a lot of other good Minnesotans were running their businesses. Mine happened to be a restaurant. And my husband and I, we've run businesses for 30 plus years together, owned and operated, employed folks, good folks in our establishments and so forth. And, you know, we're people who follow the rule of law. We're your average American, hardworking, follow the rule of law. We just basically want to raise our families. We want to work hard, worship our God, and be left alone. And that's where we were. Well, when 2020 hit and COVID came on the scene, you know, our Governor Tim Walz, illegally shut down the state of Minnesota, shut down the businesses. The funny thing about that is, and it's not funny at all, the businesses that he shut down were the restaurants, the bars, the hair salons, the gyms, the dance studios, those types of places, right? But what did he not shut down? He did not shut down. He let the big box stores remain open. He let the liquor stores and the strip clubs stay open. So we have an extreme contrast here. It doesn't make any sense. None of it did. We didn't know what was going on or what to do. We're, you know, just learning all of this like everybody is in 2020. So we shut down. We complied. He was supposed to open us back up.
That's the first time around, right?
The authority to do it.
Lisa, that was the first time around, correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah. In March for 2 weeks, right? And then we were going to open back up again. Well, that didn't happen. So we stayed closed down for dine-in establishment, or excuse me, for dine-in. Those that wanted to dine-in couldn't do it. Then he opened us up. I think it was 25%, and then got up to 75%. I mean, how ridiculous is all of this? Like, a governor can really do this to the people. He can determine how you run your business, how you live your life, et cetera. Well, obviously we were hanging on by a shoestring, not even a shoestring, not even a thread. We should have been done. I don't know how we hung on long enough. It must've been the Lord.
Amen.
But so we come to November and he shuts us down again fully. No interior, inside dining. And we said, I told my husband, I said, I have two choices. I either close down permanently, walk away, we're done, because we can't keep doing this. Or because I know that it's my right, that the governor cannot inflict this type of a mandate on the people. Governors don't make laws. He had no right to do what he did. And he did it to the. I mean, you think about all the business owners that were illegally shut down. It's horrific when we think back to this, Bradley. And honestly, I didn't want to think back. I wanted to move on, but I knew the Lord wasn't done with us yet. And this is a great opportunity to be able to share my story now of what the governor of Minnesota did to my life, what he has done to many other people's lives. He destroyed my business. He wrecked my life. He separated me from my family, but we're going to get to that. So we're in the second shutdown, November. And I said, we can't keep doing this. So I decided in December, with the help of another organization that was reaching out to small business owners and saying, hey, you guys want to open up? You know, you have the right to do it.
Amen.
So we said, yes. We said, yes, we did. So the first part of December, we opened up fully. It might've been the middle of December. I don't remember the date exactly. As soon as we opened up, the state came at us with every resource they had to destroy us, to attack us. And they did. They threw everything at me. I ended up with, I believe it was 5 civil cases against me and 2 criminal cases against me for serving a cup of coffee to a willing customer. There was no infection reported, no injury, no COVID sickness or death reported that was related or connected to my business in any way. And yet they took me to court. So long story short, I lost my business. I have incurred tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees and upwards of $100,000 in fines and fees by the state of Minnesota. So what happened is we went to court. I had a jury of six. I wasn't allowed to present my defense in an American court of law. It was absolutely taken from me. It was unbelievable. We couldn't believe it. We go into court and the judge, the prosecuting attorney says, hey, we need to throw this in before at the pre-trial hearing. We're going to throw this in. You can't talk about your defense. And if you do, judge is going to hold you in contempt of court. Obviously, we objected to that very strongly. It's all in the court records. It didn't matter. The judge said, no, I like that. Let's do that. And Ms. Hansen, if you speak of constitutional law, statutory and case law, any of it, because it was all in all my documents. He said, if you speak of any of it, I'm going to hold you in contempt of court. Yep. And we all know that where that goes. So we decided that is not our strategy to be held in contempt of court for who knows how long. So I was not able to even defend myself in a court of law, Bradley.
Right. I'm offended. I mean, I'm extremely offended. And instead of the 5.9 million people standing up and dealing with the corrupt, because we have constitutional provision to do that, when that doesn't happen, when resistance in holding them accountable doesn't happen, this is what does happen. It adds strength to tyranny. And he knew all the well that if the people were going to go ahead and comply with this unconstitutional order, he already had that courtroom, right? And it happened Absolutely. All over the state. And that's exactly how Governor Walz got away with the crimes that he has committed against the people, namely you in this particular case. But the same thing even with this judge. He should have been impeached right off the bat, Article 2, Section 4. And I'm thinking of Article 3, Section 1, where judges are to sit during good behavior to denounce the Constitution that he swore to hold up with his hand on the Bible. If that's not offensive to every person in this country, I don't know how to offend you. And if you're not offended, I can't help you. And that's really right. Kind of where things are at. Lisa,
right. We found,
go ahead.
We found that, you know, so we were county court all the way up to, you know, we went to district, we went to the appellate court, we went to the Minnesota Supreme Court. Bradley, they're all in lockstep with each other.
Yep.
We couldn't get, we submitted violation after violation after violation that these judges had committed, that the Governor Walz, that Attorney General Keith Ellison, everything they had put upon me. There were so many violations in all of that. So again, look at the contrast here. Me, little business owner, grandma, Minnesota, just minding your own business, trying to, keep the business afloat somehow. And following rule of law. And then you've got them.
Yeah, I totally get it. They're just protecting each other is what they're really doing. Folks, we got Lisa Hansen telling her story. We're going to come up with part two on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like
it is. Well, it's true.
We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at brighteonradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page and or beforeitsnews.com. We have with us right now our friend Lisa Hansen, respectfully, Grandma Lisa Hansen, who was jailed illegally and unconstitutionally and therefore rendering criminal activity on the behalf of Governor Tim Walz and the Attorney General from Michigan named Keith Ellison. It's interesting. She was just telling us during the last segment, friends, that, you know, when she went to seek help from the courts, even the Supreme Court, they all basically protected the crimes of both the governor and the attorney general, which only tells us that they're protecting each other. And obviously that's what's going on in this country. Hey, folks, in Minnesota especially, they've ganged up against us. That's what they've done. They've ganged up against us. They're using the law against the law. That's called communism. And now it becomes a government by force. That's called and defined out as totalitarianism. It's un-American at every given step. So what we want to do is we want to turn it back over to Lisa and give us, what should I say, part two of the story up and coming as it is unveiled to the rest of us concerning how this all went down and what has transpired ever since. So, Lisa, I'm going to give it back to you. And again, thank you for joining us today. I'm pleased that you are here. I very much am.
Thank you, Bradley. Really appreciate it. And again, it's good to tell this story. My story needs to be told. America needs to know what kind of a man Tim Walz is. So we go to court. We're in court. I'm not allowed to present my defense in any form or fashion. The judge tells the jury members that he will tell them the law at the end of the trial. That is what happened. They never heard my defense.
Can you give us his name? Can you divulge his name for us?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that.
Amen.
Judge Joseph A. Butel.
Appreciate
Butel.
That.
B-U-E-L-T-E-L. Maybe two L's at the end. Judge Joseph A. Butel. We actually did try to have him recuse himself. We petitioned for his recusal. And he of course, denied that. He would not. We appealed that, took it to the district court, or the appellate court, and we were denied there as well. So denied every step of the way. Due process, denied every step of the way. My defense, denied every step of the way. Yeah. It is crazy. So anyway, you're right. It was a sham. It was perpetrated to one of the people, being me in this case, and I'm not the only one in the state. By Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison. These guys are bullies. They do not love the people by any stretch of the imagination. They want to control the people, and that's exactly what they are doing. Now, when I was in court, if I can go ahead with the story, in court, the jury of six found me guilty at the end of the trial. There I was, whisked off to jail. No time to get my orders or my affairs in order, right? Immediately, these big guys come into the courtroom. I mean, these big sheriff's deputies come into the room, and I know what's going down.
Yep.
It's like, oh, I'm going to jail right now. So long story short, I was sentenced to 90 days in jail, $1,000 fine. I actually got double sentenced. And so since I had already served my time in jail unjustly and by an illegal order from the governor, they gave me my money back because they realized this judge was so, these people want to make examples out of us. You have to understand. Now, I've heard some major, or excuse me, mainstream medias call, describe Walz as cuddly and joyful and coach-like and other endearing words. You guys, he's anything but that. Don't fall for that. This man is a tyrannical dictator, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's acting like a king. He's not a king. This is a republic. So I served my time in jail, and I was ripped out of my, I'll always remember that day. I was ripped out of my family's life, my husband's life. I missed Christmas with my husband. I missed our wedding anniversary. I missed the birth of my grandchild, as well as we have a big family. So as well as, you know, many other things that, of course, we missed. And after that, I came out probably stronger than before. I decided that, you know, it was time to let's continue this. Let's see what the Lord would have me do. Through a course of events, I realized that, and I don't want to jump ahead here, but through a course of events, I realized I started looking at the voting records of my our senator and our representative of the local area. Shocked what I found. It's like these guys aren't even voting like Republicans, if you will, conservatives, really.
Yep.
And shocked. So I ran against my good friend of 30 years and Senator Gene Dornick. I think he's a great guy. But when he got up to the Capitol, and see, this is the problem, Bradley, is where's the spine? Where's our courage?
I know.
What about being more fearful of God and doing what he's called us to do rather than a man?
Amen. I'm 100,000%. You're preaching my radio show. You really, truly are.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did not succeed in getting that run as senator. Honestly, I didn't want to be senator. I was doing it because it was necessary, because it was the right thing to do. The people are still, I don't know where the people are at, Bradley. I'm concerned that they're still not awake. I mean, a lot of the way when I'm standing up, I'm not in favor of voting for the two-party system any longer because what I've learned, you know, in recent months and years, I guess you could say, I'm not in favor of the two-party system. So all of those, some of the supporters that were, you know, rah, rah, Lisa, you go stand up against the government. I was the darling, you know, to them at that time. And now that I'm talking, maybe talking against their just naming facts about President Donald J. Trump, they don't like that.
They're
smacking me back for that.
So you went to jail. You went to jail for 60 days. You were mandated 90, but you went for 60 because of what Donald Trump came out and unleashed on the people, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. We now know the truth of the matter, and it's, I believe, hands down, the majority of the people now understand what the whole thing was about. The pill in the jam was is them profiting from a crisis that they've created. And to suggest that we better not say anything against the father of the vaccine. Well, you'd have thought, Lisa, and honestly, in all honesty, you would have thought that they would have been nothing but Donald Trump, not understanding that he's the one that started all of this. And now here we are again, and now they're ushering in their very oppressor. And then they even take on a guy named J.D. Vance, who's an investor into big pharmaceutical companies. Well, of course. What do you think's going to happen the second time around? So it is what it is. And I think what bothers me more than anything, Lisa, going back to one of the things that you had said during time in court, you're found guilty for what crime? Number one, what was the crime that you committed? You kept your business open?
Violating the emergency executive order. I believe there were five counts for that and one count of public nuisance.
Okay, so you're convicted for a law that doesn't exist, yet the people overlooked the fact that the governor was guilty of assuming authority that was never delegated unto him by the people to do what he did in the first place. And then you have the judge sitting there as the fox in the chicken coop, trying to crawl up the political ladder by doing what he knows was wrong every step of the way. But what bothers me is going fast forward to the point that I want to make is the deputies that had, you know, the audacity to go over and pick you up, all the while knowing that they are now violating their oath as well. And what's even worse than that is the 5.9 million people that sat down and allowed him to illegally do what he did in the first place, along with every one of them on this chain of corruption. That's why we're in trouble right there. That is the precipice, or the we're on the precipice of war when we allow this kind of nonsense to happen, because now the people have become the servants to the tyrants, and the people have forgotten their place, that they are the law. And we have a representative limited government. And again, and I know I'm preaching to the choir and I want to hear more of what you have to say here, but that's the kind of stuff that bothers me, is when they sit back and just say, well, we're just doing our job. No, you're not doing your job. If you were doing your job, you would deal with that corrupt judge and you would deal with the corrupt governor. And what's interesting is talking about why you got involved with politics. I see it all day long. The problem is the best that you have, Americans, or the best that you've tolerated concerning those that call themselves conservatives. They're good for nothing, yet to be trodden under the foot of men, just like Matthew 5:13 says. Why? Because they roll over in the face of their duties. And here you are a prime example, Lisa, of another woman standing up to do what a man is commanded by God to do. And I praise God for you doing what you were doing in the process of taking on the responsibility of what a man has left off. So a big high five. Can I keep you over for another segment? Because I want to kind of get into what you did politically, and then I want to get into what's now beginning to come around. It seems to me that your opportunities now, the Lord is starting to line them up where you have the last say in what did in fact take place during this whole fiasco. And them setting you as an example for some reason or another. I'm almost speechless when I hear it again, Lisa, that the people just sat back and allowed this to happen. I got about one more minute, but what say you concerning the last minute as to what you're seeing out there in politics? Because that's what I want to move into next, if we can.
I'm seeing the same thing that we were seeing before. It's as if almost nothing has changed. You know, there was a representative who spoke out for what I was going through when I stood up against the governor and his illegal order. It was Representative Eric Mortensen. You know, give credit where credit is due. I have to give him credit. He was not my representative. He was a different district. But he knew of my story. He supported me. He spoke for me. He spoke in the documentary that was produced by your company, and that was awesome. He gave his time. I didn't pay him for any of it. He believed in the cause. So where are the people that believe in the cause? My own representatives, Jean Dornick and Peggy Bennett. I love these people. They were friends of mine. They didn't stand up for me. They didn't come to a fundraiser.
Yeah. With friends like that, who needs enemies, as they say.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, this has been fantastic having you on the show today, Lisa, because it gives me a break, and it just kind of gives me an opportunity to sit and listen, right? And it's also refreshing, and it's very refreshing to see other people that are in this fight. This good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. And what I'd like to do is kind of move forward a little bit now and go back to maybe some of the politics that you began to get involved with. You kind of tapped into that for a moment, and then kind of share with the people if you want to. You don't have to. If you feel comfortable enough to do that, go ahead and share with the people as to how this whole game is now turning in your favor to kind of speak to the nations now, if you don't mind doing so.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I ran for Senate, not because I wanted to. Again, I was asked by many people, would you run for Senate? It was a long, hard decision. I finally agreed, actually in jail. That's where I was when I agreed to run for the Senate seat. It was a really hard decision because I think, it was my friends that I was running against and really didn't want to do that. But again, doing the right thing is always right. So decided that we would run, or that I would run for Senate. I was not successful in that. It was really interesting. I'll share one thing. I mean, obviously campaigning is hard work. I have a lot of respect for people that put in the time for the right reasons. So campaigning was a lot of hard work. It was really very telling when we were at one of the conventions. The delegates were there, and there was probably about 300 in the room. And this is the primary, actually, where it wasn't the primary. I'm sorry, I forget exactly what it was. But the district convention, Burns, my husband's over off to the side, and he was helping me with district convention. And the people in that room, you know, Gene was there, I was there, and some other candidates were there. And we had our time to speak. I get to speak before Gene does, and I pull up the omnibus bill, and it's about close to a 500-page omnibus bill. And in that bill, Gene Dornick had voted yes on that. I just got to tell the truth. I have to tell the truth, and these are the facts. That omnibus bill in page around 460 something, there was appropriations to Planned Parenthood, right? Over $2 million. Now we know what that goes for. It goes to kill babies. It goes to kill those innocent children in the womb. My friend, Gene Dornick, as a Republican senator, had voted yes on that bill. I had that bill with me. It was about this thick. It was about four inches thick. I had it there with me, the complete thing. I held it up. And I told that room full of people what exactly was in that bill and how Gene had voted for it. So they knew that, and I said, of course, other things in my speech as well. Then Gene comes up and he does his speech and whatever. At the end of the day, when they voted either Gene or they voted Lisa, that's when the vote happened. They voted Gene, even knowing that Gene voted yes to kill babies. Later on, you know, Gene told me I had no idea that was in the bill. And I said, of course you didn't, Gene. That's why you vote no.
Yep.
When you, how ridiculous is that? That you're how
understood.
What is the word? I get so angry when I think about it that we have legislators at the state capitol that are voting yes on something that they don't even know what the content of it is.
Oh yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I was preaching in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I remember I was getting discernment to kind of just throw the conversation a different direction. And I said, is there any politicians in here? Anybody in a representative position? A lady right in the front row raises her hand, and she told me she was a sitting senator for 6 years. And I said, did you ever take the time to read the Constitution? She said she did not. She said, if you want to get along in government, you just kind of have to go along. That is not at all what this is about in any sense of the word. But this is what you have. You have a system of good old boys playing games with our God-given rights, and they fail to understand that. There's a whole lot of people out there that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants in third world countries that they are now submitting to in their own backyards. And I'm not going to have anything to do with it, Lisa. So right. Good for you. And yeah. There's no excuse on his end in any sense of the word. That does not surprise me that he said that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So anyway, that was my run. I have not run for any other office since then. That was my run for Senate. Where are we at today?
What's happening now? Do you want to go there? I mean, concerning, because I am just as happy as can be. I'm elated. I am overjoyed. And that's not a Bradley Dean word. I get a phone call from Lisa this week, and she said, these people are reaching out to me. How would you handle this? And I'll let you go ahead and share the rest.
Yeah. Okay. So to be honest, when they first started reaching out, man, anxiety, intrepidation, it just came on me. My husband, same thing, because we've been through a lot. We haven't even covered a tenth of what we've been through, right? So we've been through a lot. So all of that came back. And all this time we've been praying, Lord, show us what's next, and whatever, and just trying to listen to the Lord and be led. Well, we prayed about it. We talked about it. I got some good counsel. One was you. And we had a piece about going forward with this. So now we're getting the calls. We're getting the chance to tell my story. We're getting the chance to tell the truth and the facts, getting it out there. People need to know. America needs to know who this Tim Walz is and what he has done to Minnesotans. So the man is a train wreck in every sense of the word. He is, commie style dictator that doesn't care about the people at all. So I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to talk about. And not only am I getting this opportunity, I've spoken today already with two friends, two other women in the state. that also are getting the same opportunities to talk about Amen. This Tim Walz.
Amen. Now, yeah. are we
so
talking?
So it's happening.
Yeah, and so it's happening. Do you want to divulge that or do you not? Does it not matter? I mean, you're getting some pretty major outlets reaching out to you because they want to hear your story concerning who Tim Walz is. Do you want to go ahead and kick that out there and let the people know to what degree this is? Because I think this is what's impactful when you begin to kind of highlight who exactly they are. How many have you done now? How many interviews?
This is only the third.
Okay.
You're the third. And so I'm supposed to be getting a couple of calls from two more news medias this week. I haven't received those yet today. So it'd be Fox.com. That would be Amen. A digital article, I believe, that is supposed to come out tomorrow. And then, of course, Action for Liberty in the state of Minnesota, Jake Duesenberg, we did an interview as well. And then this interview with you. So then the other two, you might remember the name better than I, because you are familiar with that news media that I shared with you, World Something.
Oh, World Net Daily. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And then the New York Post
yep.
is another one. So, you know, let's see what happens. Let's see what doors the Lord opens. And it's our time to tell our story now and to talk about, you know, what has happened to mostly the women in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, Governor Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison, they primarily went after the women. Business owners.
Yep. Well, because they knew that, again, hey, man, I hate saying this, but it's true, because they knew the men would stand down. And that's exactly what they've done. Lisa, for the record, I've had two senators on the show, our representatives, and I asked every single one of them the common sense question concerning all of the crimes that Walz is responsible for advocating. First of all, where's he assuming the authority? Where did he get it from, we the people? They can't, our representatives can't answer the question. Okay, so I had to propose some of the questions and put it in their lap and say, well, what are you going to do if this happens to you and your child? Well, Walter Hudson said, I'd rather not say on the show. Oh, okay, so now it matters because it's a law under yourself. It's going to affect you now. But when I asked them, where are the articles of impeachment? Not a one of the four in 1 week. Not a one brought up the articles of impeachment. Why doesn't he do what he... Why does he do what he does? Because he can. You're not putting a stop to him. So this is what I continuously revert back to, Lisa. There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. That's absolutely true, because constitutionally, the only thing that constitutes a left are those criminals that belong in jail, because the right's supposed to condemn them for their crimes, 1 John 3:4. And if they're not going to do that, well, that's what the devil's going to do. He's going to keep acting like the devil, and that's exactly what he's getting away with. And Edmund Burke rightly said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And Lisa, that's exactly what they're doing. But you were one that stood up against them. You have an opportunity now to share your story. You are no doubt, no question about it, the victim in this situation. And I am just happy that we have Lisa Hansons in our world. I really honestly am, because, again, the Lord's going to use whom the Lord's going to use, regardless if it's going to be me, you, or anybody else, to take a stand and be a witness for his glory. So, Lisa Hansen, thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I totally appreciate you.
Thank you, Bradley. Thank you for all that you do.
Amen. Say hey to Vernon. We will talk to you guys soon.
Sounds good. Take care.